Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. We want to bring awareness to many subjects through The Mark Wyatt Show. I love to recognize difference makers, as you know, to bring awareness and to encourage and inspire us all through the stories that they share. One such story is Mr. Joseph Tidd. He's 3 years old. He is spreading awareness through differently abled. Right now, I have on the line with me Miles Tidd, and I would like to welcome him to The Mark Wyatt Show. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Miles.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you asking me to come out here and speak a little bit about Joseph and differently abled.
Glad to have you. And one thing that I noticed the other day, it caught my attention, was little Joseph throwing the ball through the uprights, kicking the ball through the uprights. And I mentioned that I was a kicker myself when I was in high school. I walked on at the University of Alabama. And one of my good friends, his name was Danny Haynes. He played at Brooks High School. He went to walk on at the University of Alabama as well and kicked for the Crimson Tide. He had a limb difference, and he was able to find his niche in kicking a football. But there was nothing that was holding Danny back. He decided that he could, and he did.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's talk about Joseph and what you have seen as his father, the amazing growth and what you see in your little boy.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, obviously, our experience with those with disabilities or limb difference began when we found out about Joseph missing his most of his forearm and left hand, and kind of going through the shock that you know, you kind of go through in that situation when you're at the doctor's finding out whether you're having a boy or a girl, and instead you're hearing your little boy is going to be missing a hand. And at that time, it seemed like a huge, huge, huge thing. I mean, just the weight of it. Once Joseph was born, though, and once we started to see him just do everyday activities and his personality, we realized that it wasn't really a big deal. And we know he has the disability. We know he's missing his left hand. And so we are aware of it. However, we try not to, you know, make it a big deal. It's just, you know, kind of everyday stuff. But, you know, like you were talking about with your friend Danny, I mean, he was born with that, kind of learned how to adapt. Joseph's kind of done the same thing from, like you mentioned, the video of him throwing and kicking the football. And, you know, we got the draft coming up tonight, so I'm excited for that. But, yeah, I mean, we just kind of realized as he's going through, whether it's sports, whether it's, you know, he tells me he wants to be a firefighter. And, you know, just he, in his mind, he has no limitation. There really is no limitation for him. So it's definitely been humbling, but also kind of not really a wake-up call, but just kind of a realization that, you know, it's something to be aware of, but not something to be overly concerned with. And obviously there's different levels of disability and, you know, but for Joseph personally, it's something that we're kind of just playing it by ear. Let him tell us what he needs when he needs.
Well, you know, Miles, social media has become a great avenue to be able to share our experiences, to share mm-hmm. different things that we believe in, the things that we have a passion for. What was it that caused you and Colleen to decide that you would put this out there to share with people, to share this message and ultimately start differently abled?
Yeah, so the first time this thought even came up, it was kind of forced on us to some extent. We went to Lucky Finn meetup. Lucky Finn Projects, a group that works with those that have limb differences. And the great thing is it's a huge support group for parents, for families, for those with the limb difference. We do meetups in the local areas, and we went to a local meetup, and Joseph and Lucky Finn member Amy Cecil, she lives over in Tampa. We did a meetup over here in Orlando, and that was our first experience kind of being in that group. And Joseph was nine or 10 months old. He was still fairly little. And, you know, he had just started to learn how to walk basically and interact with people, starting to get his personality. And the strangest thing, whenever he would meet somebody with the limb difference like him, he recognized it. He was drawn to him. And then he just started hugging people. Anybody who had a limb difference, he just wanted them to hold them. Now, little kids usually do not want to be held by anybody other than their parents or right. You know, sibling, but he was drawn to Amy. And we had a video that kind of went viral of Amy and Joseph meeting. And it was just this sweet moment where you could just see Joseph, you know, the look on his face and the way he acted. He couldn't talk. He couldn't express himself verbally, but you could see the body language between the two of them that there was just some sort of communication. So the video went viral. People started trying to follow us on Facebook, telling us how amazing this was, asking about Lucky Finn Project. Lucky Finn Project's fantastic. And so we started kind of talking about Lucky Finn Project and sharing, you know, that experience. And we were getting messages from, Russia and from, you know, South American, just all over the world. Say, hey, I saw this video. This is fantastic. I don't know anybody like me. How can I connect with people like this? So we just had so many people wanting to ask questions. And so we kind of toiled with the social media aspect. I mean, we're so glad we did it. But initially, you know, we're thinking, do we really want to put our little kid, our little boy on social media? I mean, it's such a invasive thing. And so, you know, we try to do it with care. We try not to let it become a huge part of our lives. But I'll tell you, you know, when you're questioning, should I do this social media? Inevitably, there'll be some message that comes across from somebody who says, I'm so grateful I found your page. I'm so grateful I found your videos and pictures of your son. I was worried about my child. And now I see everything's going to be okay. And so we just, you know, that kind of validated that we did the social media. And we kind of just kept that going. We live in Orlando, so we're exposed to a lot of things to do, a lot of people. we had Carson Pickett. She used to play for Orlando Pride. Now she's in North Carolina for the Courage. She had a limb difference, and we were aware of her, and we had connected with her, and same thing. We had a picture of just a moment between those two that was a normal moment because we had met her previously. We, you know, the local news actually connected us when they found out about the original video. They said, hey, we'll connect you with the Orlando Pride and you can meet Carson. So it kind of, you know, we did the Carson thing and we met Carson. She became a good friend. And then we were attending every game. We're season ticket holders now of the Pride. And Joseph and Carson would have just a quick 5-minute interaction after every game, just to hug, play, you know, just have that moment. And again, same thing. It kind of progressed from there. Again, viral pictures, that picture went all over. And, you know, we realized the importance of having Joseph meet more people like him. And not necessarily, you know, the social media stuff's great for spreading awareness, but we just realized the importance for Joseph more so. So we started to look around. Shaquem Griffin, who plays for him and his brother on the Jaguars now, they went to UCF. So we knew about Shaquem from UCF. We knew about the draft story, first player to be drafted in the NFL. There have been people with limb differences that have been in the NFL, but first one to be drafted. And so we follow that story. We met Shaquem. Again, it was another viral video because I think people just hadn't really seen, they hadn't really been exposed in that way. And so it was such a fantastic thing for the limb difference community, people like Shaquem, to set an example. And I think it was in that, you know, those combination of moments where I just thought to myself and Colleen, we kind of talked about it and we're like, wow, you know, the representation is so important. It's very easy to find people like Carson and Shaquem because you can just Google athlete with limb difference, or you just watch ESPN and you're going to hear the story of Shaquem. You're going to see the Gillette commercials. But we thought, well, what if Joseph wants to be a firefighter? Like, he says he wants to be a firefighter. How do I find somebody that's a firefighter that has a limb difference? Somebody I can connect him to and say, hey, here's this gentleman who's been a firefighter for 20 years. He's done the job. He's missing some of his fingers, or he's missing his whole left arm, or he's got a prosthetic leg. I want to connect Joseph with these sort of people so they can kind of mentor him and others, but initially just Joseph. I was thinking, you know, as what each parent does, you know, what's in the interest of their child. And, you know, I said, what if he wants to be a mechanic? What if he wants to be a doctor? So then I got, you know, started Googling. I started searching. Okay, well, I can find a one-handed pilot. I can find a race car driver who's confined to a wheelchair. And so those stories became to just, you know, kind of snowball. And I said, well, you know what? It'd be great to have a way to connect people together. So if somebody is deaf and is an engineer at NASA, let me try to reach out to Dr. Horton and let me see if she's willing to talk about her experiences. What if she's willing to connect with somebody who also wants to do what she does, who has the same disability? So that's kind of where the differently abled came in, just a way to connect others, kind of mentees and mentors. Not a new concept, but using the disability as the commonality. That's kind of the focus with the differently abled.
Absolutely. And Miles, one of the things on the website it talks about is representation. You've talked about that and how it matters. Mm-hmm. And nothing says representation more than finding someone like you are. Mm-hmm. I want people who are listening right now to be able to find out more about differently abled, to know there's a place where they can connect with people who are like them, who they can have a community and be a part of that. And if it's okay with you, Miles, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, let's share how people can connect with Joseph Tidd, your little 3-year-old boy, and then also through Differently Abled, okay?
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
Right now, we're talking to Miles Tidd in Orlando, Florida. We're glad to have him on. He's the father of Joseph Tidd, Tidbit Out of Hand on Instagram. And I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk about this special message through Differently Abled and Mr. Joseph Tidd. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a
little lad. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We're glad to have Mr. Miles Tidd on the line with us right now as we talk about his three-year-old, Joseph Tidd, and the expansion and the growth of this community as Miles and his wife, Colleen, decided that they wanted to find more and more people to surround themselves with so that Joseph knows that he can accomplish whatever he wants to in this life, that he can see people in all of these different industries and jobs and even in sports and see that there are doors of opportunity that can open for him. And of course, yes, he's 3 years old, but this is the time right now when he sees where he can accomplish so much as he moves forward and know that there are no limitations for him, that he can do what he wants to do. And I'm glad to have Mr. Miles Tidd on the line with me right now. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Miles.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I appreciate what you and Colleen are doing, that you are showing representation out there. You're connecting people. And I think in this world where we can get discouraged, we can get down about so many things, one of the things we can do is be connected with people and network and know that there are people out there who are ready, willing, and able to make a difference together. And I think that's what you have seen through Differently Able.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about, for listeners right now, someone who may be listening across the country or somewhere around the world, and they have never heard of Differently Abled before. You have a great group of people who, as I mentioned, are ready, willing, and able to come together to build a community. Let's talk about the importance of the people who are involved with Differently Abled.
Yeah, absolutely. So the nice thing about the Differently Abled is, you know, there's two sides to it. There's those who are willing and able to share their story, share their heartache, be that mentor to somebody else who would like to be in the same profession. And, you know, the profession is kind of the connection. We use a few different things. It could be, okay, let's look at firefighters. It could be that we're focused on a particular disability. Maybe it is the limb difference. And maybe I am able to connect Joseph to somebody who is an EMT or maybe a police officer. Maybe not necessarily a firefighter, but somebody in the same field, but has the same, you know, disability and can kind of work through, okay, well, how did you pass the physical requirements for the dead man carry on the fire? You know, things like that, that they can give that insight to that profession or to maybe just how they made it through a trying time through college or the comments that maybe they had from other people they worked with. Maybe their coworkers complained about the accommodations they had or gave them looks, or maybe the over sympathetic coworkers. That's the other side of it. Most people want to help and they want to be accommodating. And I should mention the term differently abled, depending on who you ask, it's kind of it's a flip of a coin. Some people love it and some people do not. So if I clarified it, there is something bad called ableism, where we just kind of ignore the fact people have disabilities and say, hey, you can figure it out. And that's not what differently abled is. Differently abled is more of the positive focus of I'm able to do that job just a little bit differently. You know, so whether it's having a prosthetic arm that allows Joseph to hold on to the handlebars of his bike, when he's able to ride a bike, very similar to somebody else, just a little accommodation. So we don't want to ignore the fact that there are disabilities, but depending on who you talk to, there's people, like you said, they don't really consider themselves disabled. They would never really ask for the handicap pass in their car. They don't want people to feel bad for them. And that's their right. And that's their opinion. And they can absolutely feel that way. And they love the idea of differently abled. There are those who can't do that. They have to have the pass. They have to have a wheelchair. They have to have the accommodation, the hearing aid, in order to get through everyday life. And so differently abled, definitely we don't want to ignore that there are those accommodations and they need to be needed. But to highlight the success that people who are differently abled, that they can achieve the same level or even achieve a greater level with their disability. So, you know, again, just being able to connect. And so you have that mentor aspect. And again, those are the real awesome people that are willing to share their stories and willing to connect. And then you have the mentees, the ones who maybe they want to be a firefighter, but they didn't really think it was possible. And my brother-in-law is a firefighter, and he's very clear about it. There's requirements, there's physical requirements, and that's pretty much it. As long as you can fulfill the requirements, you have to carry this certain weight, climb the stairs, you know, physical requirements that everybody has to abide by. But there's guys out there that are overweight doing it. There's, you know, people that weigh 100 pounds doing it. There's people with prosthetic legs that are doing it. So as long as you can accomplish it, it's going to be harder if you only have one hand. Maybe there's an accommodation you can have. One thing he mentioned to me is if you were doing I believe they call it the dead man pole, where they're supposed to put both their arms and drag somebody backwards. You know, he said, well, I know sometimes I had a guy who had a really weak arm. He had hurt it previously, so he couldn't grab tight. So he wrapped a towel around the person, was able to to kind of use the towel to get under the arms. And again, that was allowed because as long as you could accomplish the job using the tools you had, you could be successful. And so I just was, you know, thinking about those mentees that maybe they couldn't, you know, they thought in their mind, I can't be a firefighter. I only have one hand. You know, that's the point of this differently abled. Let's connect those two. Ask those questions. Let's figure out what the real limitations are. Maybe there's some great advice on how to overcome them, both physically or the emotional or psychological, you know, turmoil that comes with, you know, trying to deal with, you know, this accommodation, how others might view it. You know, again, there's so much to it. And so just being able to connect those two groups. So the mentee, the mentor, and I mean, differently able, it's, you know, it's still a fairly new thing. Like I said, Joseph, it's something that we just recently started thinking about his future. He keeps telling us he wants to be that firefighter. And I, you know, as a parent, I want to do everything I can to make sure that when that time comes, it's his decision whether or not he wants to be a firefighter.
Long before the Mark White Show started, Miles, I played football at Lauderdale County High School, and there was a teammate of mine. His name was Eric Saint, and he played with a prosthetic leg. We always admired Eric and his ability to play the game, and in spite of what many people would look at as a disability, he was on the field with the rest of us, and he was taking care of business. And later on, I went to Police Academy in 2000. I was surrounded by, as you mentioned, people of all different skill levels that wanted to be police officers. And as you mentioned, there are a lot of people across the board, across the spectrum, who were there with me who also became police officers at the same time I did. Our limitations, a lot of times, our limitations are in our mind. What we think we can't do is what we can't do, right?
Sure. But you need somebody sometimes to tell you that, right? You need someone to tell you, hey, there are no limitations. You can do it.
That's right.
But it's definitely more meaningful, you know, if you have somebody that is in the same shoes as you that says, I 100% know what you're thinking and feeling, but you can do it. That is powerful for sure.
So you have yet to find a firefighter. Is that our mission, is to look for a firefighter who has a limb difference?
Yeah. You know, I, there are firefighters that have, I've seen a bunch with prosthetic legs. I've seen some with, and again, limb difference is, you know, if we're talking about upper body, that I haven't found one yet. I really haven't found one yet with an upper body limb difference. I found some that have, I think I even found one that was autistic. A few amputee, you know, below the knee amputee. So I found something like that, but upper limb difference, I haven't yet. So yeah, if there's somebody listening, if you go on that differently abled, right there on the homepage, it'll have a link where you can, you know, you can kind of get connected. It says join the differently abled network. And so you can join as a mentee or a mentor, and that information, that all stays private. You know, that's just myself and Colleen, and you know, we look through the information and try to connect those people.
I'm going to keep my eyes and ears open for that. And I do want to mention Amy Jandrisovich with A Doll Like Me, because I believe that's how I ultimately found Joseph and your family's message.
Yeah. And she's fantastic. She's, I don't know if you've talked, I'm sure you've talked about it on your other shows, but again, that representation, right? It's just, it may not sound like a big thing having a toy or a doll that looks like you, but I tell you what, like these kids, when they see that doll, they think it's pretty cool. Like you can just see it in their face. Like, oh, that looks just like me.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Joseph has his doll. We do some fun stuff with it. We, you know, he likes to pose it and try to, you know, treat it like a little baby, but no, those dolls are, Amy's fantastic.
I want to connect you with Operation Rebound. If you're not connected already, Operation Rebound is made up of law enforcement, firefighters, military members who have lost limbs, disabilities have occurred in the line of duty and other ways as well. And so there may be some connections within Operation Rebound, Challenged Athletes Foundation, to connect you with for Joseph.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. We're slowly getting into the more adult limb difference and disabled stuff. Right now, we're Nobility is one that we're really excited about. That's a one that's designed on youth camps, youth sport camps for those with limb differences and disabilities. But I'm definitely going to check out the Operation Rebound. That sounds pretty awesome.
Absolutely. When we're done, I'll send you Nico Marcolongo's number. The team of people that makes up that organization, amazing people. So I just wanted to put that out there for you as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Miles, I appreciate what you and Colleen and the example that Joseph is setting already as a three-year-old for so many other people, and I appreciate the fact that you were willing to connect with people who need that community. I hope that Differently Abled continues to grow and that you find everything that Joseph wants to do in his life, that he's able to accomplish that, and anything that I can do to help through the Mark White Show, please let me know, Miles.
Thank you, Mark. I will do. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Tell people how they can connect with Joseph and your family.
Yeah, sure. So if you're in the Florida area, we do meetups. You know, this is pre-COVID, so we'll be doing one probably later in the year, but we through the Lucky Finn Foundation, and we do them in person. It's fantastic, and you know, you're more than welcome to look. That's on Facebook. That's the Facebook is kind of main area for the Lucky Finn Project. Instagram, we're on Twitter, mainly because the teenagers like to be there, and so it's a good way to connect with the youth, but tidbit out of hand on there, and then the differentlyabled.us, and like I said, if you're willing and you have a disability, whether it's something like autism or Down syndrome or scoliosis, I mean, there's so many different things that you know, I'd love to have on there in the network, so if you're willing, go to differentlyabled.us and click that join the network. And if you're someone who's pursuing a career in the future and you'd like us to help connect you with someone, you're more than welcome to go on there as well.
All right, Miles Tidd, thank you so much. A tidbit out of hand and also differentlyabled.us. Go check those out. We appreciate you joining us here on the Mark White Show today, Miles.
Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure.
Folks, you know we're here to make a difference and recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you're encouraged by Mr. Joseph Tidd and his family through differentlyabled.us. Go check them out. Be a part of that team. Find a place where you can plug in. Be a part of this growing community. I do encourage you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, or on YouTube. You have been listening to a Thursday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Thank you.